It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, where I want us to consider the Christian worldview regarding singleness. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul is going to say some very important things to us. He's going to say to the never married, to widowers and widows, to those who've been abandoned by an unbeliever, or to those who have had to leave a relationship due to infidelity or divorce before conversion. Paul says that it's good to remain in the situation that you are currently in right now, to remain single. There's absolutely nothing wrong, nothing less than about your status, that you can serve and honor the Lord in great and mighty ways as a single Christian. There should not be any panic, any fretting whatsoever to find a spouse. It seems like we put so much pressure on singles to find a marriage partner that we tend to make them feel like they are not whole and complete unless they are married. And undoubtedly, what we have done is pressured those who have the gift of singleness into a marriage they never really needed or wanted to be in the first place. But why is Paul so adamant in recommending that people remain single? Well, if we look towards the end of the chapter in verses 32 through 35, we see the answer. Notice what it says there. He says, "I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord and how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and secure your undivided devotion to the Lord." Now, there's a lot more that we will say about this passage as we cover it later, but the basic premise is one of devotion to the Lord. There are advantages to being single. You only have to worry about feeding yourself and clothing yourself and caring for yourself. The rest of your energy can be put into devotion and serving the Lord. The married person has more than one person to think about. This doesn't mean that one is better spiritually than the other. As John MacArthur says, marriage does not prevent devotion to the Lord, and singleness does not guarantee it. Paul has made that very clear. But in terms of practicality, singleness does have its advantages. So Paul tells those in the church, "Are you single? Hey, I'm single too, and it's great. I hope you will consider remaining single and devote your life to the Lord. There is great benefit in being single." Today when you pray, please pray for Angel De Jesus and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Puerto Rico. And also remember the YOW LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi.